Hello, this is Jake Leahy reading the Supreme Court Decision Syllabus and Federal Bureau of Investigation versus FIKER. As always, read straight through without commentary. Certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. Argued January 8, 2024. Decided March 19, 2024. Respondent Jonas FIKER, a U.S. citizen and Sudanese emigree, brought suit alleging that the government placed him on the no-fly list unlawfully. In his complaint, Mr. FIKER alleged that he traveled from his home in Portland, Oregon to Sudan in 2009 to pursue business opportunities there. At a visit to the U.S. Embassy, two FBI agents informed Mr. FIKER that he could not return to the United States because the government had placed him on the no-fly list. The agents questioned him extensively about the Portland mosque he attended, and they offered to take steps to remove him from the no-fly list if he agreed to become an FBI informant and to report on other members of his religious community. Mr. FIKER refused. He then traveled to the United Arab Emirates, where he alleges authorities interrogated and detained him for 106 days at the behest of the FBI. Unable to fly back to the United States, he ended up in Sweden, where he remained until February 2015. While there, he filed the suit alleging that the government had violated his rights to procedural due process by failing to provide either meaningful notice of his addition to the no-fly list or any appropriate way to secure redress. He further alleged that the government had placed him on the list for constitutionally impermissible reasons related to his race, national origin, and religious beliefs. Mr. FIKER sought, among other things, an injunction prohibiting the government from keeping him on the no-fly list and a declaratory judgment confirming the government had violated his rights. In May 2016, the government notified Mr. FIKER that he had been removed from the no-fly list and sought dismissal of his suit in district court, arguing that its administrative action had rendered the case moot. The district court agreed with the government, but the Ninth Circuit reversed, holding that a party seeking to moot a case based on its own voluntary cessation of challenged conduct must show that the conduct cannot reasonably be expected to recur. On remand, the government submitted a declaration asserting that based on the currently available information, Mr. FIKER would not be placed on the no-fly list in the future, and the district court again dismissed Mr. FIKER's claim as moot. The Ninth Circuit once again reversed, holding that the government had failed to meet its burden because the declaration did not disclose the conduct that landed Mr. FIKER on the no-fly list and did not ensure that he would not be placed back on the list for engaging in the same or similar conduct in the future. Held. The government has failed to demonstrate that this case is moot. A court with jurisdiction has a virtually unflagging obligation to hear and resolve questions properly before it. Colorado River Water Conservation District versus United States. But the converse is also true, as a federal court must dismiss a case that is moot, Allready versus Nike. The limited authority vested in federal courts by Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution to decide cases and controversies means that federal courts may no more pronounce on past actions that have no continuing effect in the world, then they may neglect their obligation to hear and resolve questions properly before them. Spencer versus Kemna. This does not imply that a defendant may automatically moot a case by the simple expedient of suspending its challenged conduct after it is sued. Instead, a defendant's voluntary cessation of a challenged practice will moot a case only if the defendant can show that the practice cannot be reasonably expected to recur. Friends of the Earth versus Laidlaw Environmental Services. This standard holds for governmental defendants no less than for private ones. Applying these principles to the uncontested factual allegations here, this case is not moot. While the government's representation that it will not relist Mr. FIKER may mean that his past conduct is not enough to warrant relisting, That does not speak to whether the government might relist him if he engages in the same or similar conduct in the future. The government contends that because Mr. Fiker has been delisted since 2016 and has presumably interacted freely with his co-religionists during the time, it is unlikely he will face relisting in the future. This, too, is insufficient to warrant dismissal. A defendant's speculation about a plaintiff's actions cannot make up for a lack of assurance about its own. The burden here is on the defendant to establish that it cannot reasonably be expected to resume its challenged conduct. See West Virginia versus EPA, and nothing the government offers here satisfies that formidable standard. The government claims the Ninth Circuit erred by requiring it to repudiate its past conduct to prove mootness. But what matters is not whether a defendant repudiates its past actions, but what the defendant can prove about its future conduct. Coming as this case does in a preliminary posture, the court's judgment is a necessarily provisional one. As the complaint's allegations are tested, different facts may emerge that may call for a different result, but adhering to traditional mootness principles, the government has so far failed to meet its burden. Affirmed. Justice Gorsuch delivered the opinion for a unanimous court. Alito filed a concurring opinion in which Kavanaugh joined. Thanks for listening again to the Supreme Court Decision Syllabus. Be sure to subscribe, rate us, and thanks for listening.